We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening on the block with Miranda?
It's the block, 96.3 in Greenville and 104.5 in Spartanburg. Right now you're listening to What's Happening. It's a weekly show that comes on every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I'm Miranda, your host, and thank you for spending your early Sunday morning with me. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first organization. I'm excited about the two ladies that we have here in the block studios. Definitely going to be telling you about an event you need to put on your calendar, grab your ticket, maybe even get a whole table. I'm going to tell you about a great event that's happening, and I'm all about taking the excuses out, so I'm giving you enough time to tell you about it. And to begin kind of this half hour, we're going to have Miss Nika White here, Dr. Nika White, that is. So, you know, a woman of many hats, but of course she's here letting us know about an event. We've been plugging it into the news, the promos. We've been pushing it out there because we want to let you know what the Greenville Chamber has going on. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Miranda. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming back. And so, you know, I've been letting the listeners know that you're going to be coming back, always letting us know about these events that we need to attend. And this time, which one are you telling us about today?
I am so excited because this time I'm here to talk about the Greenville Chamber's inaugural Diversity and Inclusion Summit. Mm-hmm. And it's called Leveraging Human Difference, a Strategic Priority for Business Success and Community Prosperity. And it is a full day experience with lots of great things that people have to look forward to.
I love that. So is this the first time that the Chamber has done like a full day thing?
Yes. So as you know, Miranda, we have done a number of events, you know, that focus on leadership, diversity, and things of that nature. But this is the first time that we are bringing a full day experience with different workshops and speakers and opportunities for individuals across all different industries to connect around leadership regarding diversity and inclusion.
I love it. So it looks like you're going to have about 11 presenters there.
Yes, 11 presenters, two keynote speakers, and all the other presenters will be facilitating workshops. And there's going to be great content shared. These are authorities with several years of experience around diversity strategies and intentional inclusion strategies. And so I'm so excited for the community to be able to hear from these experts.
So it looks like it's going to be a packed full day, and it starts around 9 a.m. and possibly ending around 6.
Yes.
You know, can we break it down of what type of things that we can experience? So a lot of times, you know, we don't want you to just come for a little bit if that's what you have to do, but you might want to stay for the whole thing. So what can they experience at this event?
Sure. So the opening session is going to be the keynote breakfast, and we have a wonderful keynote speaker who you're going to be able to hear from shortly. Her name is Dr. Atria Charles, and she has done a number of research studies that relates to how in which people, their identities impact their work experience and their life experiences. And she has this great talk called The Art of Unmasking. And so she'll be able to share a little bit with you about that. But following the breakfast keynote, then all of our attendees will be able to go to their first workshop of the day. There are going to be three sessions offered during that period, 75-minute workshop that the participants can choose from. And then we'll convene again in General Assembly for a luncheon keynote. We have a wonderful speaker for that session. His name is Mr. Bill Proutman. He's the CEO and founder of an organization called White Men as Full Diversity Partners. And so he will be talking about the role of white men in equity and inclusion. Very interesting gentleman. I've had an opportunity to hear him speak before. A very compelling, provocative, rich content. And then after that, Miranda, there's going to be two additional workshop sessions that people can participate in. And again, there's going to be multiple sessions offered at the same time, so people can pick and choose what they feel they're most interested in hearing about. And then it will culminate into a networking reception, which we are referring to as Leverage, Launch, and Lead Networking Reception. All of our presenters will be there to engage in further dialogue with our attendees. We'll have some great entertainment going on with a partnership through the Greenville Center for Creative Arts. There'll be live artwork taking place.
Oh, wow.
And all the artwork is going to be something that's inspired by thoughts of diversity and inclusion. We'll have a wonderful steel drum band to provide a little bit of background noise and ambient to the networking experience. And then our presenters. I'm so excited about the fact that many of our presenters have published works, and so they will be there selling their products. And it's just going to be a time to, again, further the conversations that have been taking place all throughout the day.
I love it. So this concept, I mean, this sounds like something that we might would have to go to Atlanta for. But, you know, you all have really been creative in coming up with all the different concepts. So, you know, I'm going to be entertained, enlightened, and informed all in one day. I love it. So, you know, maybe you're hearing about this for the first time. You have some questions. You really need to go on some of the links that they're providing. You can see some of the presenters there, see their bio, and see some of the things that they may be talking about. But this is an event that you want to make sure that you go to. I know that you were seeing about if they could get their certification.
Yes.
Is that also now confirmed?
That is confirmed. And so we're so excited that we have entered into an agreement whereby Human Resource Institute for Certification, they have granted us approval across all of our sessions that are going to be offered. And so if you are an HR professional, you're looking to get those continuing education credits, you can register for our event and you'll be able to earn up to 6.5 hours worth of continuing education credits. So we're really excited about that. And Miranda, we're also in the process of going through the steps to get secured for a partnership with SHRM as well, the Society of Human Resource Management. And so we're thinking this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for those professionals to attend and to be able to help further their learning. But I will say this, it's not only for those HR professionals or those individuals who are diversity and inclusion practitioners. This event is for leaders, leaders across small businesses, large corporations, maybe you're a community activist or a community leader, whatever the case may be, there's going to be something there for everyone. And we have very intentionally designed this conference to be geared towards leaders, those who have a level of influence in order to create the change and the inclusion that they wish to see within every circle that they belong to. And so don't see this as just an opportunity for those who are HR professionals or D&I practitioners.
And, you know, they're really making sure that it's different. It's really different every year that you all have this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one, you kind of got a little creative with adding some of the atmosphere ambiance there. I'm excited to see how all of this is pulling together. So if we have someone listening and they're wanting to know about how do I get started, maybe I'm going by myself, maybe we're going to get some coworkers to go. Can you tell us about the ticket price and where we can get that information?
Sure. Well, first I want to emphasize that, again, this is a full-day experience. And so not only will people be able to partake in great speakers, they will also be able to have breakfast provided, lunch provided, afternoon snacks, and then, of course, the appetizers that are going to be provided at the reception. And so the price is $100 per person if you are a Greenville Chamber member or investor. We call our members investors. But if you're coming under general admission, the price is $125 per person. But an incredible deal for the great content that's going to be provided and the wonderful experience that's going to be provided. Many organizations, we've been so fortunate for their support because they're bringing groups of employees from their organization. So we certainly encourage that as well.
So I can get a table right now. It's still time where I can do that.
Yeah, so still time where you can do that. I would encourage folks to go to our website, which is greenvillechamber.org, and there is a page dedicated very specifically to the Diversity and Inclusion Summit, and it'll give you much more details than I can provide in this short span of time right now.
Right. So we're excited that you're sitting down talking with us this Sunday morning and really getting to have a sneak peek with a speaker that's coming up. So we're not going to talk too much about that because she is excited to let our Block listeners know about, you know, just a little taste of what we can experience coming up. So again, we're taking the excuses out. This event is October the 17th from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. and it's going to be at the TD Convention Center. So really, you know, a day full of events. It's going to be information where you might want to come yourself, but if you can encourage your whole building, maybe your company, maybe your organization, you've been looking for an opportunity to kind of plug back in, you want to get connected with the Greenville Chamber. So again, there's still opportunities to grab a table, come by yourself. Don't let that be your excuse now. We've been plugging it in to make sure that you know about it. And this is the first time that, you know, you had to get even a larger space for everything that we want to partake in.
Yes, and the TD Center is the perfect location for us to be able to do that. I do want to plug very briefly just some of the content items that are going to be covered throughout the workshops. And again, I've mentioned Dr. Atira Charles, who you're going to be hearing from shortly. Her topic is all about the art of unmasking and how identities impact one's workplace and life experiences. Bill Proudman, who is our keynote for the luncheon, he's going to be dealing with the role of white men in equity and inclusion. Our workshops are going to cover topics like supplier diversity, leading bravely, advancing diversity, equity, and and inclusion. That's going to be a great session for a lot of our nonprofit leaders. We also have subtle discrimination, being aware of unintended offenses and the consequences of such. We have a session that's going to deal with breakthrough brain science and approaches for gender inclusion and advancing women's leadership. So really excited about that. We have a wonderful individual that's going to be dealing with the topic of LGBTQ inclusion, finding commonality in our multiple identities. And of course, we have four generations in the workplace right now, so we can't have a diversity and inclusion summit without talking about how to navigate those four generations in the workplace. We'll deal with issues that are relevant to our Latino immigrants and how in which they have a great impact in our community and the challenges and opportunities in the state regarding that population of professionals in our market. We'll deal with the art of conversation, using vocal art to advance inclusion. And then we'll talk about leading with vision, which is about leveraging inclusion-minded C-suite, your executive-level leaders, to advance profitability. So we're really excited about all of the different workshop topics, and there's going to be something for everyone.
It really is. And so, again, that's why you want to attend this day event. It's going from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., so really you're going to benefit if you stay the whole day. So, you know, maybe you're used to coming in on your lunch break, but this is idle time that you want to make sure that you carve out. We're letting you know about this in advance. Try to get your coworkers involved in this. So, you know, again, coming up, you're going to hear from the great speaker that get a little sneak peek. So sometimes I know that you want to hear from the speaker herself. I'm excited that we got her here in the Block Studios. So, you know, Dr. Nika helped us out there just to give you a sneak peek of what you can experience coming right around the corner, October the 17th. It's going to be here before you know it. And, you know, you want to get those tickets because it was a packed house last year, and I can only imagine this year. And this is kind of a great segue of kind of passing the mic to Dr. Charles. So, Dr. Nika, how would you like to introduce our wonderful guest?
I want to say that if you're really interested in talking with someone who has conducted years of research around how identities impact how in which we show up to the world, then you are really in for a treat to hear about some of her research studies and what those implications are. And so I look forward to you all being able to have the chance to hear from Dr. Charles, and I look forward to seeing you all on October 17th for the Diversity and Inclusion Summit, Leveraging Human Difference, a Strategic Priority for Business Success and Community Prosperity.
Well, it's definitely been a treat. Dr. Nika has been here letting us know about an event that's just right around the corner. And, you know, we let you know that we had to wait till Dr. Charles got in the building, but she's here in the Block Studios, and we're excited to have her. Definitely two women here, listeners, that have many hats, and we're letting you know about an event in advance. I know you've been hearing the promos, the commercials, and also some of the social media posting that we have told you about. It's actually a whole day event that you'll want to make sure that you come out to. It's not something typical that we have here in the Carolinas that's really offered, and we're excited for it to be here. So again, we have Dr. Atira Charles. She's actually the CEO of Think Actuality and the founder of the Mask Project, and also the management professor at Florida A&M. Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for coming in this Sunday morning. You are definitely a woman of many hats, and we're excited to have you spending time with us this Sunday morning.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
And so I want to just dive in to know a little bit more about you. So, of course, we know the titles, but how did this collaboration with you and Dr. Nika get started, and what can we actually get from coming to this event?
Okay, well, thanks. So I'm by training, a scholar in the diversity and inclusion area. So when I went to get my PhD, I knew that I wanted to study issues related to diversity, race, gender, and other things. But once I graduated with my PhD and went to be a professor in Florida, I said, you know what? This isn't just about race and gender. This isn't just about diversity. This is really an issue of identity. And a lot of the challenges that we see in organizations and our communities related to diversity and inclusion are really things that start inside of people. So I started doing research on how our identities and who we are and our thoughts and our emotions and our attitudes, how that creates some of the diversity and inclusion things that we see in organizations. So, for example, we may see a situation where there's an organization where there's a lot of exclusionary practices going on. My angle is, okay, there's exclusionary practices going on, but what is going on within each individual employee? What are their value sets, belief systems? What are the biases that they carry so that once we can help people understand those things, understand how that relates to their privilege, understand how that relates to their bias, then we can start breaking down and what I call unmasking some of the more individual level issues. Mm-hmm. And if we focus on individuals, that'll then aggregate up to the organization. So if we have more self-aware people, if we have people being more honest and more vulnerable and more transparent about what they're bringing to the table, then that allows us to connect more authentically and also present ourselves, you know, more authentically.
Excited to hear what you're talking about this morning, Dr. Charles. Definitely two ladies on the same page using the same verbiage. And these are topics that we need to be more comfortable about discussing. You know, we've been kind of talking about this is not just for business owners, but, you know, even some of our sectors in nonprofit should come out. And, you know, even if they want to take this in-house to even their church community of, you know, talking about this conversation, do you feel like this would be beneficial?
Oh, yeah. I'm a firm believer. I tell my students, I teach organizational behavior and management, which is basically the psychology of business. And on the first day of class, I said, what's the first organization that you were a part of? And of course, they'll think about their first job at 16. I said, no, your first organization was your family, right? So an organization is any group of people that are gathered together for some goal. And if you think about that, that includes everything from our friend circles to church to community to our blocks that we live on. And so, yes, I think that everyone should come out to this event because the nuggets of knowledge that will be shared are able to reach all of the different areas of our life.
Mm-hmm. And something that you say quite often, you're talking about unmasking. So here in the Carolinas, you know, I guess we'll say that sometimes people will have continued to have on that same general mask for years. Their parents might have had that mask, and you know, it just starts being habitual. It's just something that they continue to have. How do you encourage people to take that process, and what does that look like when you begin it?
Okay, so one of the key things I always tell everybody is you have to start with being vulnerable. Nobody wants to be treated like a victim. Nobody wants to be treated like a perpetrator, right? And sometimes when we have this diversity conversation, things can go into this very doom and gloom direction. And I think that as diversity professionals and leaders and organizations as a whole, we have to step back from that approach and really look at how each individual, no matter what race, gender you are, is coming to the table with a set of perceptions, a set of values, a set of beliefs, a set of things, seeds that were planted at a young age. And the first step is to be able to be vulnerable enough to tap into what some of those negative possibilities are so that you can own it. So, for example, I was doing consulting with an organization and we were talking about implicit bias. And one of the older white male gentlemen afterwards, he said, you know, Dr. Charles, that's the first time I've ever really acknowledged that, you know, my mom and dad taught me some things that just aren't true. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how that may have been impacting me as a leader. So when we're talking about unmasking, we're really talking about peeling back the layer to really get to what the real, true, authentic parts of who we are actually can be. But it's all not positive, right?
Right.
We all have the good, the bad, and the ugly, everybody. And so the art of unmasking, as I'll teach it at the conference, is really this process of being vulnerable and aware of what we're bringing to the table from an emotion and thought-based perspective, because that's what creates the behavior. So often we focus on the behaviors that we don't like, but my approach is if we help individuals understand what's creating those behaviors, then they'll be more empowered to change them.
I love it. So if you're just now tuning in, listeners, you are in for a treat. This whole half hour, we've been talking with Dr. White and also Dr. Charles. We're talking about a wonderful event that you need to put on the calendar. It's happening October the 17th from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the TD Convention Center. It's that Diversity and Inclusion Summit that you've been hearing us talk about that the Greenville Chamber is having. So, you know, it's kind of a little remix. I've been saying that the chamber has. Normally we'll have something around lunchtime, but this is really an event that you'll want to make sure that you mark on your calendar. So many reasons why you want to come on out. They're going to have continuing education credits offered. You can get the possibility to 6.5 hours there. A lot of reasons why you want to come out. Networking opportunities, information you can really use individually or also for your business. And it's going to be some entertainment, live entertainment at that, and so much more. We're making sure that we put that in there. You don't have to be a business leader, but maybe this is something that you're trying to transition into. So it's really for walks of all lives. You can get all the details on the Chamber's website. We're going to post this on our Facebook page. So maybe you're just now getting off from work, or maybe you're going out the door on your way to church. Whatever that looks like for you this Sunday morning, don't worry. We're going to post this information on our Facebook page. We wanted to make sure that you knew about it in advance. I'm all about taking the excuses out, and we're telling you about an event that's happening October the 17th. So definitely some ladies here that know all about the things that we want to do to kind of better ourselves. You know, we were talking about, you know, masking off some of the things that, you know, we have been doing for years, but looking for maybe some better tools to put in our toolbox. Well, Dr. Charles is letting us know all about that. Definitely a professional we're excited to have there as a speaker. And so I know you don't want to tell us everything, so I'm so happy that she's kind of plugging it in. So hopefully this is getting you excited to go ahead and get your ticket. You can do that. Go to thegreenvillechamber.org. Grab your ticket. If you want to get a table, as you just heard Dr. White say, there is still opportunities to be able to do that. If you want to get a table and just go ahead and make that an affair for your business, you can do that or come individually as well. So kind of going back to you, Dr. Charles. So, you know, this is definitely a conversation that sounds like you've been having for a while. But what motivated you to kind of just go into this direction?
So when I first started doing this work, I would do talks and workshops with different organizations or municipalities or different conferences. And I would talk about this idea of we wear the mask. And there's a Paul Laurence Dunbar poem that I always reference. And, you know, one of the lines is we wear the mask that grins in line. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. It's debt we pay to human guile with torn and bleeding hearts we smile. And that's just, you know, a couple of the lines. But what I found was that after I finished speaking, there'd always be people that waited to speak to me afterwards and would pull me to the side and almost whisper and say, hey, Dr. Charles, I just wanted to share with you this situation that I had. And, you know, I had been wearing all these masks. And so there was this very intimate vulnerability that people would share. And so I said, you know what, let me tap into this piece a little bit more. And so that's when I started the mask project, where I started collecting the narratives of the masks people wear in life and at work. That's when I started doing coaching around this. That's when I started doing consulting on a larger scale so that people can really experience what it means to peel back layers for themselves to maximize their success. I also have an audiobook by that title, The Art of Unmasking, Peeling Back the Layers to Maximize Your Personal and Professional Success, because it isn't just about diversity and inclusion issues. If we're not aware of who we are, the identities that we carry, or the masks that we're wearing, that can get in our way. And so in the audiobook, I talk about different barriers and pathways to unmasking. So we're going to get into a lot of that at the summit. So I really hope everyone comes out. And even if you are not coming with an employer, and if you are just a citizen in this time and day and age, it's important for all of us to be empowered, to be our best selves, to be our most authentic selves, to be ourselves that allow us to connect more within our community. So I really hope everyone can come out. Because it's going to be a goodie.
Definitely going to be a goodie. And that's why we're letting you know about it. Again, the event that she's referencing is October the 17th from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the TD Convention Center. So the Greenville Chamber has all of the details on that. So make sure you go on their website, greenvillechamber.org. Again, we'll post this information on our Facebook page. And you kind of plugged in some other avenues where they can get some resources. So, of course, they're going to come out to the event, hear what all you're talking about, and also hear some of the other beneficial resources that will be offered from the Greenville Chamber. But if somebody is kind of wanting to get some of your literature, can you plug that back in as well?
Yes. So anyone can reach me at my website for the Mask Project, which is www.ourmasks.com. So that's OURMASKS.com. And there you can purchase my audiobook. You can see different coaching packages I have and consulting, speaking opportunity interest you may have. So I'm reachable right through there.
So make sure that you do that. You know, we're always wanting to get those resources and tools that we can just better ourselves, our community. We want to start with yourself, and then maybe in the process you find some information that you can share in your community, your neighborhood, your hood, your business, whatever that looks like for you. That's what this show, What's Happening, is all about, giving you those resources and tools that you can actually take back to your block. So excited that we have both of these ladies here in the Block studios. And you know, something that I always kind of like to close with, not sure if you are aware of this, Dr. Charles and Dr. Nika's smiling because I kind of throw that on her a couple times when she comes in. But I do like to close with success stories, kind of encouraging folks to keep, you know, in this fight or this journey called life. Do you have any success stories that you might can share?
So I have one that I can share that's a personal story that I've been sharing a little bit more lately.
Mm-hmm.
So a year ago, I changed my own personal approach to my own wellness and my own health lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So about a year ago, I found myself not feeling too well, and I started feeling pain related to some neurological stuff. And now this is while I'm traveling all over the world, speaking, still teaching, doing all my consulting, but I just kept pushing through. And so one day my body said, okay, you think you can push through, but I'm going to stop. And I had a situation last October where I woke up one day and just felt some tingles. And I said, okay, I have to do something about it. And that was very hard because I said, oh my gosh, I can't stop traveling on the road. And so when we talk about masks we wear, I was wearing a mask of wellness even when I was not physically well. And around that time, I wrote a piece for Black Enterprise magazine called The Mask of Wellness and how women tend to keep pushing through even when we're not feeling our best because we want to keep climbing the success ladder. We want to keep portraying to the world that we have it all together. But in that moment and in that day, I said, you know what? I teach people about vulnerability. This is now a time where I need to be vulnerable and own and accept the fact that I need to focus on me. And so I totally changed my lifestyle. So since then, I've lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
I started working out using bar workouts. I started weight training. I now work out 5 times a week. I feel amazing. And guess what? Nothing ever dropped professionally. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to charge people with, you know, we sometimes are afraid that if we reveal that we are not well or that we are sick, and that could be emotionally, mentally, physically, it could be anything. We think that if we pause for a minute to take care of ourselves, that we're going to lose something. And I just want to tell everybody, take the time to prioritize yourself, because the world, the universe, God, whatever your orientation may be, has so much more for you when you're operating at your best. And I've seen that in the last year for me. So while it was health that shifted and changed my perspective on my wellness and prioritizing myself, I always tell people, don't wait for a health crisis to do it. Be proactive about it. And again, once you can be vulnerable enough with yourself to say, I'm not well, whatever that may be for you, you'd be amazed that when you reshift your lifestyle, what opportunities keep coming. So don't think you're going to lose something. Putting yourself first.
Well, I really appreciate you being transparent this Sunday morning and telling us a version of unmasking. We all can definitely benefit from that. And, you know, we're going to post this information. I know you're excited, listeners. You want to get some more information about Dr. Charles and also about this event. Well, you're in luck because it's right around the corner and you still have some time to get a ticket. So you make sure to just hold tight because we have another great organization coming up.
This is What's Happening on the Block. Send your community news to psa@963theblock.com. That's psa@963theblock.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.